Hey friends, I'm Donna Amadon, your spiritual fitness coach, and today we're going to talk about kindness. Now, let's be honest. We all have those people in our lives who are tough to love, don't we? The ones who test our patience, they drain us, and they do not bring out the best in us. And it's easy to say that we should walk in love, and we may try to act kind on the outside, but deep down, if we're honest, there is frustration with that person. So, how do we walk in kindness towards someone who's challenging? How do we move beyond forced kindness to truly let God's love flow through us? To answer these questions, I want us to go back to the Bible where we see Paul speaking about kindness. Let's read it together. Colossians 3:12 says, "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience." Now, normally we read this and think about each quality separately, but as I was reading this the other day, I noticed something. Paul says to put on kindness, but did you catch what comes before kindness? A compassionate heart. And I think there could be some intent behind Paul's order. What do I mean? Well, Paul isn't pointing his fingers to Christians and saying, okay, you're a Christian now, well, you better be nice. Well, that's not kindness. That's pretending. That's just being a fake. But Paul says, put on compassionate heart and then kindness. What's a compassionate heart? It's a heart that sees others as God sees them. It sees them with their wounds, their hurts, their challenges, and it recognizes that they may be going through something. It recognizes that there's a pain they may be carrying. Now, think with me. When we have a compassionate heart for someone, we will treat them differently. I want to give you a quick example. Last week, I had planned to meet a woman during the day, and it was a hectic week, and breaking away was a sacrifice for me. And I get there, and she's not there. 5 minutes goes by, 10, 15, 20, and I'm trying to get a hold of her, and there is nothing. And I'll be honest, love and kindness were not really bubbling up in my heart at that moment. But then I received a text from her, and she said that she had to take her son to the hospital. He was in the emergency room, and they were not sure what was wrong. And you know, in that moment, in my mind, everything changed. My mind shifted from anger and frustration toward her to sympathy and compassion. Now, that's an extreme example, but I think it paints a powerful picture. We look at people on the outside, but we have no idea what they're walking through or what they're facing. You see, biblical kindness, Spirit-led kindness, isn't just being nice. Rather, it's about having God's love and God's compassion for others. And this leads to genuine kindness that refreshes and uplifts others. Do you want that? I know I do. So, here's my challenge. Today, if you feel your heart getting frustrated or short-tempered or angry with someone, pause for a moment and ask God to give you a compassionate heart for them and whatever they're facing. And then, with that heart of compassion, show God's kindness and be a refreshing presence for everyone you meet. Now go, win today.